Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. This is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am super extra excited today because today marks a very special anniversary. It is a year ago on May 2nd that this show debuted. So this is marking the year. This is the 25th episode. Very exciting, and I am glad that you are here. Maybe you've been here since the beginning. Maybe you're brand new. Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. I welcome each one of you. And again, I'm feeling the excitement of today. It was also May 2nd that Love's Curriculum, the book upon which I base this show, became an international bestseller. So it's another big milestone. And I want to shout out again to Debbie Deschinger of Dare to Dream Radio Show, who helped make that book launch happen and who helped me get inspired to do this show here with you. So welcome. And if you are tuning in for the first time, as I alluded to, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And you can grab it on Amazon. And Love's Curriculum is started with the book, and it is my heart's assignment, my soul assignment, to bring forward the messages in Love's Curriculum, to join with you and light workers and love advocates all over the world to bring through the High Council, which again includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers for whom I scribed Love's Curriculum and who I continue to bring through to you and to the world to work with you, to work with all of us in remembering and in serving our purpose during this awakening. Now, originally, I was a lawyer. So I started a law career back in 1996. And it was on my first day of my full-time law position that I had a wake-up call from my soul, as I like to call it. As I was walking into the women's washroom, actually, of all places, I remember it hit me. I felt it in my solar plexus, in my gut, that gut feeling. I heard an inner voice that said, remember, there was something else you want it to be. There was something else how you wanted your life to go. And it was shocking in that moment and also so true. It just resonated. It felt grounding in a sense. It felt like something I needed to be responsive to. And so I began to listen and started a spiritual and personal growth journey in high gear, taking classes on intuition, reading Caroline Miss's book, Anatomy of the Spirit, many other Hay House books, seeing Deepak Chopra speak, taking Reiki, angel communication courses, beginning to really see that my life would be guided by spirit, that I could tune in and hear spirit's guidance, and that my heart wanted me to follow that path. So fast forward to now, along that journey, I've become mom to three kids. I moved to Canada. I've gone and healed through two divorces. And I retrained in transpersonal counseling psychology. And through even more opening and workshops and all sorts of personal and spiritual growth, I woke up to my assignment to be a scribe for Love's curriculum. And here we are today. I thought I would read, I wanted to read a few of the reviews that are on Amazon for the book, because this is the celebration day of a year of this radio show and the day on May 2nd last year that the book hit number one international bestseller status on Amazon. So I'll just read a few. If you have the book, you probably have your own testimonials, whether you've shared them or not, ways it has touched you. And if you haven't read the book, this might inspire you of what's possible or what others are seeing in it. So again, these are taken from Amazon. We have a 5-star review from Tara that says, "So good, you want to read it many times. Spiritually moving and very inspiring, a must read." And from Joseph, 5 stars. "Again, a must read for anyone looking to open their heart and embrace their intuition. This book carries with it the energy of transformation and unconditional love." And from Wesley, again, a 5-star. He says, "Beautifully inspired wisdom. This amazing book is filled with such beautifully inspired wisdom. Each word a revelation of divine love that wants nothing more than to be born into this world of form, that we may all awaken to the truth that is at the very heart of us all. We are but love. Blessings to you, Jenny Hogg Ashwell. Thanks to you, the world is that much closer to seeing love's truth." Wow. Oh, I feel tears. I just feel like reading those was just a way to honor Love's curriculum, to honor the High Council, to celebrate how far what feels like a book baby, I suppose, how far the baby has gone and grown, and how deeply it is touching people, doing that work for which it was intended, to open hearts, to help you remember, and to connect. So I'm feeling very touched, and I appreciate each one of you here who is making all this happen, who is saying yes. You are saying yes to your light, to the desire to open your heart, to remember that you are love and loved, and that you are guided by these loving helpers. And together with all of us saying yes, and showing up wherever we are to receive love and remembering and guidance, together we truly are forming that team for love of which the High Council speaks in Love's curriculum. We are being the change. We are moving this world towards heaven on earth. And so I am super honored and grateful and excited to be here joining on this journey with you. So again, thank you for being here with me. All right, so today we are going to explore, here I am feeling all joyful, and the topic we are going to explore is darkness and depression. And I was guided actually by the High Council. I always like to tune in what topic, and it was really about needing to also, we feel the times of connection and joy and excitement, and yet it's a journey, and we also experience those times of darkness and depression, and we need the light so much, most of all at those times. So that's what we're going to be exploring. I'm going to read from chapter 23 of the same name, Darkness and Depression, and then I'm going to do a little something different. I won't be sharing as much of my own personal story today. Instead, I'm going to read from the book, and then I also felt inspired on this anniversary of the book doing so well internationally and this radio show's debut show. I'm going to take us through the Heart of Jesus meditation from chapter 8 of the book. I have heard from so many how that meditation really helps them connect, helps bring that light, that remembering, to pull us out of any darkness or depression, or to expand our feelings of joy and connection. So we'll be doing that. And then, as always, at the end of the show, the second half or so, I will bring through the High Council for you. So you can call in. I can bring through a group meditation. We'll see. But I will surrender that to have the High Council directly come and work with you. All right. So we're in for a great journey here today together. And again, I welcome you. So before we dive in any further, I'm going to do the traditional surrender and intention prayer that I like to do to offer this time together for Spirit to work through us and with us and to guide us. So I do intend now that Holy Spirit, Creator, God, Goddess, all that is, divine guides who are working with us, we surrender this time to you. I let you guide my words and this connection so that it may touch everyone's heart just as is needed at this time, helping us remember our oneness with you. And so it is. So, darkness and depression. So I'm relating to this, whether you find yourself currently or ever in very deep feelings of darkness and depression, or whether you may just feel a taste of it at times. I think all of us have some journey with that feeling of feeling disconnected, stuck, in the shadow, veiled, or we're identifying more with our ego or our human self, our limited self, forgetting our divinity. So maybe you can relate to a time or times during your day where it feels that way. And it may, again, be extensive and really overwhelming and consuming, or may just be a taste of those things or anywhere in between. But it seems to be and is a part of this journey of awakening. So I recently felt a shift, actually almost just over this last night, where I woke up suddenly and I could just feel that it's as if the cogs in the wheel now are opening, and things that I've been desiring or intentions I've been putting out there, the dreams, the hard work to reach more of those who, for whom Love's curriculum is intended to help, like you. And it felt like something freed up overnight. Maybe you can relate to that feeling. So obviously there's been a shift. And what I was feeling before was kind of a little more stuck, a little more disconnected, not quite as clear. So just take a moment and just think about, where are you currently feeling? Totally stuck, a little stuck, you've just broken through something. We may also call it times of contraction and expansion. So just notice, where might you find yourself at this time today? And I think sometimes, it's been my experience, I didn't even know I was that stuck till I suddenly feel so free, or things seem to really be happening. And if you'd asked me last week, I would have said, oh yeah, things are moving pretty well. Yeah, sure. But it's not until we have that real shift, breakthrough, something begins to click, that we realize maybe how much we had been feeling stuck. Maybe you can relate to that. You don't know how bad it was till we know how good it can be. Something like that. And I think it's not just individual. As a collective, we go through times of energy movement where things happen more easily, or where we might feel stuck, or times to dive in and uncover things that are in the darkness or the shadows, for bring them to the light for healing. It can be related to the moon, different times, the full moon, the new moon, everything in between. Maybe some of you have heard of that Mercury retrograde, where everything just doesn't seem to go smoothly. And then it's also individual, this journey of revealing and awakening. It is a journey. All right. So before I read on in chapter 23, Darkness and Depression, I'll just touch on, it can also be, for some, the dark night of the soul can be part of the journey, a real dive into doubt, feeling unconnected. And if you find yourself in that place, the wisdom that I learned in my counseling school and over the years and in helping others is sometimes all we can do in that moment is call on the light. Call on Jesus, call on a goddess, call on Kuan Yin, call on Buddha, call on God, Creator, our ancestors. But just all we might have left is that ability to just ask for help and to remember it may be times where we, of our own accord, really cannot do anything. So to remember those darkest times or that dark night of the soul, to call for that light. And you may not feel it right away or at first, but just keep praying and calling for it. Because that can be our experience just before a huge rebirth, a huge awakening. It's just healing another layer of the part of our mind, the ego mind, that would doubt and really want us to believe that we are separate or unworthy. So I just throw that out there in case any of you are experiencing that. All right, so chapter 23, Darkness and Depression. Here I am with glee saying and announcing this chapter. And that's where I'm at today, feeling that hope and that light. So to you who are also feeling joyful, we can join in that energy. And for those who may be feeling more of the darkness and depression, I was called by the High Council to read this for us today. And both for those feeling and experiencing it now and those who may not be feeling it right now, but this can prepare you for when you do, knowing again that it's a journey of expansion and contraction as we reveal our true authentic light here. So Darkness and Depression, chapter 23. I invite you, if you wish, to sit back, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and allow the words to work with you and on you. And this is in the voice of the High Council. We wish to speak to you about your darkest times, about darkness and depression and pain and loss and losing the will to go on. The times you want to curl into a ball in pain and close your eyes on the world, to shut out the darkness and the world, looking for comfort and escape. Even in your deepest and darkest places of despair and giving up, you will find the light. You will always find the light, even if you end your life in body form. You can never escape the light. The light is. The light is and surrounds all with love, even the dying and the grieving and those in despair. Even in the depths of and grips of suicide, we are there. We are there. We are there. We wish for you to remember always that we are there. That is the quest. That is the solution. That is the intent and our job, to hold the light. To hold the light even in the times, especially in the times of darkness and despair. Depression is a falling into the tunnel where the light seems absent. Where one has drawn the veil thick across oneself, almost seemingly in an attempt to escape the light. In an attempt to escape the fear that the light may not be there. That is the source of depression ultimately, the fear that one has been abandoned by God and that the light has failed them and that the light will never come. It may take many forms, fear of abuse, fear of abandonment, fear of losing, fear of loss, fear of self-hatred, fear of joy, and that joy may then be lost. Ultimately, it is the fear and belief that one is entirely alone in time and space, lost to love, lost to God, lost to home. And with suicide, the feeling that one can either escape all this pain of separation by death, or that one may return home by death. Both are seen as attempts, hopes, at leaving the seemingly dark and dismal world of despair, of leaving this world the ego seemingly created to keep love out, but then that in truth could not. And so in death does neither come, neither home nor escape. Death is a desperate trick and tool of the ego that makes one think that he is in control of his destiny and demise, in control of his life and existence. It appears that somehow the ego has won in death. But it is in dying that we find life, for we see that death is but an illusion. We must let ourselves die to the thought, the illusion, of death as the savior, as the rescuer from hell. How silly an idea that death could raise you up to heaven. Heaven is here now. Heaven is in the light that is ever available, ever in you and all that appears to be around you. For love is the only truth. The only truth is that love and light exist in it all. The world of form and illusion is but a mirage on the landscape of the ever ocean and substance and flow of love. And beyond the substance of love, there is light. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was. And from light came the swirling pink substance of love, a vibrating that filled the space eternally in peace and love and light and connection and home and bliss, all from the Creator and all good. And from that substance came forth God's holy Son as like himself to create in the substance of love. And from that sun came a mad idea that created an illusion of fear and darkness and despair. But those are not your home. Fear, darkness, and despair are not your birthright. They are but illusions on the landscape of your mind, of the mind of God, that do not even really exist. They are but a mirage seeming to be there, but upon closer examination, disappear into nothingness, never having been there. So, in a sense, you have fallen into the well of despair and darkness. Yet allow yourself to fall to the center. And what do you find? You find you are still there. And if you listen closely within, you will hear the vibrations, the pulsing of truth, life, and light, and love. It can never go away, not even on death of the body. So do not despair when you feel the descent into darkness and depression and despair. Call on us to remind you of the light. Call on us in the depths of your heart and soul, with all your being, and know that the answer comes from within. The answer comes from a memory ignited within you of this pulse of love and light, where you may feel your connection to God, to your Creator, where you may feel your oneness with all, your purpose, your importance, your holy value to God and the world, to all that is. So in times of depression and despair, call on us. Surrender to us the Holy Spirit's helpers, God's divine agents of awakening. And if you cannot call on us, know that we are there too, calling to you, reaching out a hand. And know that nothing is ever lost. Even if you are to lose your way here in this form, we are there. Even if you are to cross over in physical death of the body, we are here, still with you. Our outstretched hands just as available after death of the body as they are in life in the body. Appearing, living in the body, and appearing having left the body, it is all part of the same illusion of the cycle of life and death of the body. But beyond that, we call you home to an ancient memory, an ancient home beyond the illusion of life and death of the body. One final step beyond them all, arising up in truth and light and life and love, to the eternal home that is waiting for you and all your brothers and sisters. Oh, I'm going to end there. There's still another half left to that chapter, and I'll leave that for you to explore. So beautiful reminders that help is always there, that you are loved no matter what, to call on the light. So we're going to take a short little break here. And when we get back, I'm going to bring the gift of the heart of Jesus, or the knowing you are love meditation from chapter 8, which is a beautiful experience of remembering your heart's true nature and your connection to love. All right, we'll be back in just a few. Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we've been exploring darkness and depression as they come on our awakening journey. And we've read from chapter 23 by the same name. And now I'm going to lead us in the meditation of knowing you are love, the heart of Jesus meditation. This is in honor of the year anniversary of the radio show and Love's Curriculum becoming a number one international bestseller. And so I recently did a workshop in Calgary, Canada. That was an amazing day. And I think every one of the participants joyfully, happily said, "Oh, I love the Heart of Jesus meditation. It's just been so helpful. It's really touched me." And so it's beautiful to hear that it's been such a great tool for connecting with Jesus, with love, with Christ consciousness, with remembering the light. So I'm going to guide us in it. So I invite you here again to, if you're able, to close your eyes and just intend that you can take this time to receive and to experience this connection with Jesus as he guides us to opening our hearts to love and purpose. So take a big deep breath. There we go. All right, I'm going to begin. Breathe in fully and completely 3 times. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. Concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then, feel the breath drop to your heart. You are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ mind. Notice it feels fiery now. Let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love, compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me, still standing there with you in front of you. Now, my outstretched hands holding yours, looking into each other's eyes. Breathing together. Now, let us meld into one. Notice there is a golden white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away, and we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience of formless light that we share. And now, breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks reasons that we cannot join. Arrogance, unworthiness, heresy, and share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose the voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. And do it for all. You're just taking a few more deep breaths, maybe with your hand on your heart, allowing that energy of your joining with Jesus and the heart of Jesus, allowing it to fill you with energy of action and bringing love to the world, knowing you are receiving that love, joining with Jesus as one, and that light in your heart, so that you may bring that forward in the world. And I thank each one of you for experiencing that, allowing yourself to open to being a conduit and a expression of divine love and Christ consciousness and that heart of Jesus in the world. All right, so we're going to enter into a time now where I'm going to bring through the High Council for questions, for a guided message for all of you. So if you're wishing to call in with your personal question or wanting a message, the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. And we'll take a break here so you can call in. And when we get back, I will bring through the High Council. All right, we'll see you soon. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. This is Jenny Hogg Ashwell. This is Love's Curriculum, where we join to remember love and our divine purpose. And right now, I'm going to be bringing through the High Council to work and to guide us. So I'm going to do that now. I see we don't have any individual questions, so I am going to bring through the High Council here for the group and see how they would like to work with us today. What adventures or energies of love they wish to share. So I ask that the High Council draw near. I ask my guides and angels to help me be a clear conduit for your messages for this time together. I ask that this be in the highest good of each one listening, that it be in the highest good of all, in the name of love and the highest light. And so it is. Dear ones, we are excited to be here with you. In fact, we feel an excited energy in the air, or for some, a bit of something we would call as static, almost, as we join with you here. And we wish for you to know that that is okay, that there is no need to do anything perfectly here. That truly, even when you may experience yourself as disconnected or lost or unworthy, especially unworthy, how we see the truth of you. The truth of you, that you are always connected, that those communication channels, those conduits of connection are always there between you and us. They just may seem to be gone when you are not aware of them or feeling them, but rest assured, they are always there. And it may just be that it's like there's a static in the way. Sometimes it's an energy across the globe, across the planet. Sometimes it's an old thought, an old belief system, an old wound. And we remind you again that your job is not to become good enough to enter heaven or to somehow earn your way to love, but to remember the truth that you are love, that you can be nothing else but love, that you are always connected. You just are remembering, you are waking up, that you've been dreaming that you are separate and disconnected. And yet we realize it appears to show up as a continuing unfolding and journey in your third dimension. And so right now, let us strengthen those bonds of communication. Although in truth, they are fully strong and fully joined in oneness always. Today, let us have the experience through your third dimensional world, a form of strengthening that connection, those channels, that bond, of clearing away any personal debris or collective debris, and in fact, healing the entire planet as each one of you begins to reveal how strong and truly strong these bonds are. And it spreads out across the entire world with love and connection and light. So we invite you into an experience, into an energy shift, an energy transmission here with us. So if you have not done so, you may wish to close your eyes and feel your bum in the chair, your feet on the floor. Place your hand on your heart. And if you wish not to participate in this way, that is fine as well. Just trust, we know that you are love and loved. And know that beautiful guardian angels are with you, and that your heart is opening to all that you are meant to receive here today. That the light of God is infiltrating any feelings of separation or darkness or despair, again, or any feelings of unworthiness. So even if you feel you may not be able to fully participate here today, just breathe in, if you are willing, and to receive the light into your heart to break up those patterns, those disturbances, that darkness, that block, that veil, that cloak. So why don't we start with that? Everyone can participate in that. Just breathe in the light as if it's coming at you from all directions. And as you breathe it in, and it breaking up any darkness. Good. And now settling in again to your seat, feeling those feet on the floor, your bum in the chair, your hand on your heart. Taking two or three deep breaths, gentle, slow. Notice the sensation that you are sitting with an angel nearby. That indeed there are many beautiful beings with you. As if you were in a conference table having a meeting. That in truth, a part of your soul is in this connection with us, the guides, always. And so here we are bringing you into that experience of your connection with us, so that when you appear to be back in your body or separate from us, that this experience has strengthened your knowing that we walk with you always, that we are working with you as a team, that we are on your team. So see yourself here as if at a round table, a board table, or in a field, in a circle, holding hands. Just trust whatever this experience of this meeting place with us is for you. Maybe it's at the top of a big white tower. Each of you may have a different place, a meeting place of remembering here now. Again, there is no getting it wrong. If you don't see or know or feel anything, that's fine too. No, we know the truth. We are working with you. You are working with us. So take a deep breath. And begin to sit up more tall, open your heart a bit, and just expand into this connection, this memory, that a part of your soul is always in meeting with us. We will sound the sound of awe here to help activate this energy and this time together. You may join in if you wish, or just listen. Yourself to breathe and notice the feeling in your heart center. Notice what you notice your body's feeling like or the energy around you. And again, see us or intend or just know it's true that we are all sitting again together in a circle. And now see us, each one of us on the High Council, your other guides coming in. Each of us taking a turn. As you sit, we come and we greet you. We hold your hands and we shake in recognition. We shake in acknowledgement of the work that you are doing. We offer comfort in any struggles you are facing. This beautiful support team that you are a part of here with us. And now we wish to leave you with a beautiful experience of receiving our light and love, And so we place you in the center of a circle, us standing around you, all of the High Council, your angelic soul team, loved ones who've passed on, animal guides, a big circle of love and support from your team. And so we stand around you and we, from our hearts to yours, we send out a beautiful golden pink white light of love to you. You may wish to open your hands to receive, open your heart center to receive, feeling your feet on the floor as you anchor this experience in, allowing your feet to ground you as you open to our love, to God's love, that is your love as well. So take three breaths as you receive our honor and our gratitude for you, our love and support. And know that we truly go with you as you begin to open your eyes now, slowly. Moving your body ever so slightly, beginning to move and wiggle around. Just know that that is the truth, your experience. You are loved and connected with us, with your soul team. And now gently, again, if you haven't already, opening your eyes, if you wish. And we look forward to continuing this journey with you. And we thank you for being here. In love and light, and so it is. All right, so I'm letting go of that direct connection as the High Council, knowing they are still here, here with me, here with you. Letting that veil get ever so thin so that we have more the experience that we are always connected, the loving spiritual realm, as opposed to feeling stuck in that darkness or that depression. Again, I draw you to that chapter if you're wanting more support there, or to the monthly circle that you may have heard about in the little break there. And for those in the Pacific Northwest, we are having the Day to Connect with Love retreat in Oregon on May 20th at a beautiful retreat center in Damascus, Oregon, just outside Portland, in the beautiful old-growth forest. It's going to be amazing. So if you are in the area, able to travel, we have spots still available. It is limited to 12, so it's going to be a really intimate and close and group for the day. So I invite you to check that out. And you can go to my website, lovescurriculum.com. And if you scroll down to events and retreats and click on that, it'll pull up the information and registration page for the Oregon Date to Connect with Love. And again, if you're looking to bring one to your area, email me, support@lovescurriculum.com. All right, thank you for joining today, and thank you for joining in my celebration of the year anniversary of the radio show and the book launch and the Love's Curriculum reaching number one as an international bestseller. All right. Beautiful. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day or night. And much love to each one of you. Thank you for being here. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, lightworkers, and love advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.